come on. No, 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 no.
Now imagine there was an emergency outside the truck, an accident, something terrible on the ranch with a chainsaw. And I jump in this truck, but the truck, it won't shift into drive. Why? Because the cameras and sensors inside this cab won't let it shift, because it detects my eyes are big, there's a lot of emotion, there's some panic, and it doesn't feel that I'm fit to drive. Now that's not science fiction, that is happening because Ford just filed the patents. Ford actually has a series of patents down at the U.S. Patent and Trade Office that deal with the sensors and cameras inside the cab of their truck. And if the sensors in that truck determine that you're not fit to drive, that truck will not actually shift from park to drive. Now, they already have a system called telematics, and that's where they can actually pull up cameras in real time inside the cab of their fleet vehicles. Now, they actually market this to insurance companies, because the truth is, this is really about who owns the data and who owns the liability. Now, your name might actually be on the title of this truck, and you may have paid for it, but you don't own it. Now, Ford didn't file just one patent. They filed a stack of them, all within months of each other. Are you sitting down? Get this. This Ford technology patent doesn't just watch you. This one puts you in jail. Ford filed a patent, serial number 0104469, where the system takes your biometric data, your face, your iris, and your fingerprint, and it runs it through a criminal database in real time. While you're sitting in your own truck, think about what that means. You wake up one morning, you walk out to your driveway, you climb into a vehicle with your name on the title, on property with your name on the deed. And before you go anywhere, before you've done a single thing wrong, your truck is already running your face through a law enforcement database. Ford's own patent language describes this as potentially useful for police. They wrote that. Ford wrote that into the patent application. So the question isn't whether this technology can be abused. Ford already told you who it's for. You just didn't know that you were buying a cop car. Now I'm going to walk you through a few of these patents. Lip reading, cameras inside your cab, machine learning trained on lip movement datasets, cloud connected, your face processed somewhere you'll never see, stored as long as they want. Acoustic lip reading, if the cameras aren't enough, the system emits inaudible sound waves and reads the echoes bouncing off of your mouth. You can't see it, it's just happening. Biometrics, your face, fingerprint, iris, filed February 2024, and it was published August 2025. This one is assigned a serial number because it's real. Ad listening, this is scary. It monitors conversations between everyone in the cab. It serves targeted ads based on what you and others are talking about while you're driving. In Ford's words, maximum opportunity for ad-based monetization. No description of how that data is protected either. None. How about Ford Pro Telematics? Now, this one isn't a patent. This one is actually a product page. Right now, fleet managers can pull live in-cabin video feeds of drivers on their phones. Ford markets seatbelt compliance alerts with the explicit benefit of lowering insurance costs. They said it themselves. This is the infrastructure, and once the infrastructure exists, it's going to get used and abused. Now, Ford isn't alone in this. This is an arms race. Smart Eye driver monitoring software is already in over 2 million cars globally. The EU's general safety regulation mandates drowsiness systems as standard equipment going forward. GM deployed biometric seat sensors and heart rate monitoring in production trucks in 2025. Tesla even added cabin AI stress detection that same year. There was a conference in Europe in 2025. Industry leaders, engineers, and OEM representatives, with a session called Monitoring the Driver's Heart, real-time cardiac data from a camera in your cab. Interestingly enough, the European Union looked at emotion recognition AI and said, you know what? This is pseudoscience. This violates fundamental rights. We're banning this in workplaces and schools. Then they wrote in a carve-out. Medical reasons, safety reasons. So the same technology that's illegal to run on an employee sitting at a desk is perfectly legal to run on a truck driver doing 70 miles an hour on a highway. Because they called it safety. That's the trick. That's always the trick. Let's talk about seatbelts for a moment. And not because seatbelts in a truck on a ranch are important, but I want to show you where this ends. Even GM vehicles today have interlocks that deal with the seatbelt, the transmission, and the doors. And they won't shift if the seatbelt's not clicked or the doors are open. Now, Ford's own documentation shows the exact same interlock behavior. These features are designed by people who've actually never worked on a ranch. They have never backed up a trailer through a gate with the door open. They've never been in a pasture and had to bail out of a truck fast. They have never done a single thing with a truck that didn't involve a paved road and a parking spot. And let me promise you, there is no epidemic of ranchers dying because the door on their truck was open when they were driving around the ranch. Nobody came to us with the data and nobody asked how we work. They just make the rules for us. And their argument is always, well, if it saves one life. But the truth is, at what cost? Because someone decided that the risk of me driving with my door open was their problem when it's not. That's mine. And the moment that you accept that logic, that your bad decisions justify controlling mine, you've already lost something that you're not getting back. Let me tell you what this is actually for. Ford Telematics already explicitly connects driver behavior data to insurance cost savings. That's not speculation. That's their marketing copy. Once in cabin, biometric data exists. Elevated heart rate, facial tension, gaze pattern, emotional state. Insurance companies don't need a court order to access it. They need a data agreement, and those already exist. You'll get in an accident, and in that 90 seconds before impact, your truck logged your heart rate, your eye movement, your facial expression, and your lip movements. Law enforcement subpoenas the data. Your own truck testifies against you. Your insurance company denies the claim. You were in an elevated state. The data says so. You signed the terms of service when you activated the connected features. You agreed. You never thought of it as evidence collection. You just bought a truck. Ford isn't doing this because they care about your safety. Ford is doing this because data is the product now. The truck is just the subscription model. And you're paying them every month in data, whether you know it or not. Now, what about our rights? Nobody asked you. Nobody came to your door and said, hey, we're going to put a camera in your truck that watches your face, reads your lips, monitors your heart rate, and stores it on a server somewhere in the cloud. We're going to let insurance companies access it, and we're going to let law enforcement subpoena it. And we're going to do all of that inside of a vehicle with your name on the title. Now, the Fourth Amendment protects you from unreasonable searches, but you signed the terms of service. Now, whether that's legal or not, I don't know, but that's how they're getting around it. They don't search you. They just build a product that you can't drive without giving up those rights. And we're handing them everything. They're telling us that this all started because of a convertible, wind noise, and not being able to hear the assistant. So they built a system that monitors your lips, your eyes, and your heart rate, and it determines whether or not you're fit to drive. Now, I bought this truck, and I own this truck, and somewhere, someone is building a system that disagrees with me. I don't think so.